KBNSW. KBNSW. KBNSW.
GMH Mobile. Jeff, how are we doing? GMH Mobile.
Not bad, yeah, forgive me. Sometimes I haven't figured it out yet. My mobile doesn't hear my node. If I change channels, it'll start receiving, or if I key it up, it'll receive. I've done a bunch of things. Changed the fuse on the power cord, ran it on a battery, a gel cell battery, changed the microphone, even changed the radio. Put it on just a mag mount inside the truck here. I still can't figure it out, so sometimes when the node keys up, it doesn't key up. But the handheld works fine.
I was going to say maybe your node isn't putting out. Well, are you using Tone Squelch on your radio that you're talking on? I wonder if it's the node isn't putting out the PL in a correct deviation.
Well, I thought that too, but wouldn't the green light flash even if the PL was wrong or not high enough?
Yeah.
5550, so I don't know. I don't know what to try next.
Must have a voltage issue. My radio keeps kicking off sometimes when I key up.
Oh, you got a voltage issue, I was going to say. Yeah, it's not me because, like I said, I tried it on a, ran it on a gel cell, and it didn't change, so. Anywho, up here almost to Cadillac on my way to Manistee today. Get unloaded there and then head for Muskegon. Bad driving today. I get home till 12:30 last night from up north.
Dang, man. I'm actually headed there right now. Going to Manistee County Sheriff first, then CDPD, and then that's it for the day.
Yeah, I'm going to the paper mill. So. Yeah, that's where I'd be going. So I don't know if I talked to you after. I don't know if you've seen Slack, but I did go back through my pictures and hack. It does have the top antennas broke off as well. With a full of dipole.
Do you know which one?
I think there's only one there right at the top. Standing in the road looking at it, I want to say it's the one on the right. If there's two of them up there.
The one on the right, that's the UHF then, if you're standing at it looking at the road, standing in front looking at from the road, yeah, that's the UHF. There's two of them up there that are sticking above the tower. The one is an 8-bay VHF that's already bent, and then the other one is the 16-bay UHF that the MI5 is on. So if it's the one on the right, then that kind of sucks.
I think it's a 16 bay, I think it's an 8 bay, but I don't know, I put a picture in Slack.
Well, that sucks even more, because that means we don't have a 7-4 anymore, which means it's going to have to go on a lower antenna. And that sucks. Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm going to have to get thrown out and do some more investigating, I guess, but, so yeah, there's three broken antennas, one there, one at Stubbs, and one at Crowe's.
Well, it's going to be a busy summer, then. Alrighty, I guess. Oh, well. I have to wait till the weather warms up. We can get those sites back up in tip-top shape again, so. At least we've got spares and ways to make things work temporarily until we can get stuff fixed, so that's what matters. And there's definitely something to be said for having a top mount on your antenna. And I definitely like to keep that.
Yeah, well, that bone ice on them was unprecedented. You know, just the sheer weight, and then the wind blowing a little bit, just worked the pipe back and forth and snapped it off. Not good, but what do you do? I mean, that's part of the problem of, you know, being top mounted.
Yep, you'll have that. But anyway, I don't know if we can do a whole lot about that 8-bay. It almost looks like it's two. It almost looks like two 4-bays connected together with a phasing harness. If it's the case, I can get my hands on more of those. I don't know what this guy in this truck is doing. He's an idiot. Oh, it's the person in front of him trying to turn when they can't turn. Okay, cool. Love that. Yep. Love Traverse City traffic. Anyway. Yeah. Well, if we need another 4-bay, I can find them. So... anyway, it's just getting them up there and hoping nothing else is damaged. Nothing from falling ice is damaged or whatever. I know we're probably going to have to worry about that, the roof and everything. So, but, yep. That sucks, but it is what it is.
There's not a lot you can do about it. I think Hack's roof survived okay. I don't believe there was any damage there, from what I could see, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's good. So, yeah, it just means we're going to be busy, but it's about time we got busy.
Yeah, Viper, what it was, sure is a beautiful morning.
Yeah, you can say that. Going in here, and it's sunny. It's freaking cold, but it's sunny and nice out, so. No, nice, in quotes. It's sunny. Had a bunch of, you know, frost on the windshield and everything, but that's alright. So. Anyway. And it's Friday. Don't be too terrible, right?
Yeah, the only bad thing about that is Monday's right around the corner. Yeah, it's definitely colder up here, 29 degrees, and there's pretty heavy frost here in Cadillac. I didn't have that at home.
Yep. You'll have that. Anyway, it's another hammy radio, but I can't say, you know, I can't really say that I'm with it. Ended up getting the A2510. I'm going to be in a minute. But I can tell that A2 actually listens to their users. And I'm pretty happy with the rate so far. And I never thought I would say that about an A2 product, but here I am. And maybe they can dig themselves out of the hole they made.
Sketchy that time. That's good. Can't say as I have any A2 equipment, so there you go. There's as I turn out the light, there's a car sitting there at the corner. It looked like it had a pretty good amount of frost on it. They did some scraping. I'm ready for that to be all over too.
Thanks. Mobile.
I think you said you're calling mobile, so yeah, you're not holding. Give it us WR Cadillac.
JFA, BDR.
mobile monitoring.